Madam Chair, and for those who had requested that this be sent via internet, I have just sent the revised amended up for discussion.
Okay, very good. We're back on, we're on to the main motion. And
do we know
Carolyn is on the stack next.
Do we know exactly what time we went off so that we can make sure that folks will hear the motion again? Do we know what time we went down?
I'm sure we're going to read it again,
no.
Right?
So can we just read the motion again?
Yeah.
To make sure people hear it.
Okay. We'll read it again, don't worry, before it's voted on. Carolyn?
Thank you. I just want to make a point that Bonnie's point is well taken, but it may be something to bring up after this gets referred to the committee. I think that we're looking too far ahead and too much detail on this. Referring it to the committee, the personnel committee, and let them post it. And if there's a problem at that point, let's not anticipate problems. Let's just pass this and move on. Thank you.
Okay, next person on the stack is George.
Yeah, I want to agree with that. Basically, we're assigning responsibility to the personnel committee to make this happen. Great. How they make it happen isn't prescribed. So if they need to go to the national office and people who've done this before in terms of actual postings, they'll do it.
Okay. Wendy's next.
In terms of past practice, where's Bonnie? Well, it's been done several different ways. We've had Headhunter help us before, and that was Bonnie. I'm answering your question. Bonnie. I'm answering your question. I know, but I'm answering your question. So we've done it each way. We've had a Headhunter help us. We've had the personnel committee post jobs directly. We've had an HR director post them directly when we had an HR director. I would only suggest that the personnel committee does need, there's like standard Pacifica language that needs to go on each Pacifica job posting. I don't know if this motion is authorizing the personnel committee to incur any expense to post the jobs. We, in the past, it's kind of been pretty obvious you can post it in free places easily. And so anyway, the personnel committee does have this kind of language if they look at their prior postings. And I would imagine they could also get help from KPFA if they needed to.
Thank you. Nia?
Just a point of information. I did find the minutes. It was December 7th that the ED job description was approved unanimously, so I'm getting the new people's email addresses to send it to them if they want proof, which I respect that. I don't have a problem.
Thank you. Thank you. Sean's next.
Yeah, I call the question.
All right. Anyone object to calling the question? One objection. All right. Then the question's called. We're going to take a
vote.
No, we're taking a vote on calling the question.
If there's only one objection, then obviously everyone else wants to end debate.
No.
All right.
Madam Chair?
Okay, then we'll vote on calling the question. All in favor of ending debate, please raise your hands.
Don't miss Jamie over here.
Okay. All opposed? Okay. People have picked it. Okay. Did you? Okay.
I'm sorry, 11 and 6.
So debate continues. Okay, so ending debate fails.
Correct.
Okay, so we will continue debate on this. The next person needs two-thirds. Next person is Susan.
And I just spoke with Sandra. I apologize. I'm the person who's objecting. But I want the personnel committee to come back and advise us rather than just go forward with posting. In other words, there are a lot of aspects to this that need to occur, and so I want the personnel committee to come with recommendations to the PNB and for the PNB to consider a whole variety of recommendations about process.
Okay, Sandra, is that already in the motion itself?
No.
Not specifically, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to put that in there because I am trying to be as politically correct as we can so that we don't waste anybody else's time. So, and I do consider that a friendly suggestion slash amendment, whatever you want to call it. I like good suggestions. So, I'm going to rework it again here and put some language in there. And
okay, Susan, in my reading of this motion, it is clear that in two steps of the process, the PNB is going to be consulted. I think that that really covers your suggestion. Can you take a read the – can you explain?
I can read it. Okay. And it may be that the PNB rescinds the second half of this at a subsequent meeting. But I think that the PNB needs to decide how it proceeds rather than delegating to the Personnel Committee certain actions at this time.
Especially since half the board is new.
Okay, so is there a second for Susan's amendment?
What is Susan's amendment?
Yeah, do we have a specific language?
Be it resolved that the Personnel Committee make recommendations for PNB review and approval of job descriptions not approved in prior terms and for posting said positions, vetting, review, interview process to bring forth qualified selection for PNB.
Okay. All right. Is there a second for that? I see. Are you seconding this?
I second.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't hear you, Sherry. You know the microphone is right in. It's obstructing my vision. Okay, so now we're going to discuss this amendment. Anyone like to speak to this? Bonnie?
Well, I'm speaking to the amendment.
Okay, Susan just put forward an amendment to Sandra's motion.
No, I will speak to the main motion.
Okay. Anyone speaking to Susan's amendment? Susan, can you repeat the amendment?
Be it resolved that the Personnel Committee give recommendations to the BNB regarding the review and approval of job descriptions not approved in the prior term, requirements for the above stated positions, and once approved, approved to post said positions for vetting and so forth.
Okay. Where does that get inserted in the main motion? That would be part of amending it, as to know where it is inserted. Does it come after the body of the main motion?
You said be it resolved.
It comes in the be it resolved part. It strikes and adds.
Okay. Can you show that to me or explain that to me? It's the after the little cedilla there.
Yeah. Be it okay. Resolved that the Personnel Committee provide recommendations for PNB review and approval of job descriptions, and I'm sorry that I'm not on a...
In a prior term, you said.
In a prior term. And for posting, and then said positions, and the rest of the sentence.
Okay. Sandra and Donna, do you both have this wording? Okay. Susan, can you somehow help them with it?
There you go. Susan, are there? There, yeah.
Point of information.
What's that? Do we have a time limit on this?
Yeah, I'm still waiting to.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Yes.
I apologize for my lack of information, being a newbie, but the request is to have the personnel committee refer this back to the PNB after they have decided, and for us to approve their recommendations. How is that going to be done in a timely fashion, considering we're not meeting for another 3 months? Is this done over the phone? Is this
yes.
What, is we done over the phone calls?
Oh, no one told you about the phone calls?
I did. I good one, Wendy.
Okay, where are we? Have we worked out the wording?
I think I've got it. Oh, you sent it? Okay. Well, thank
Donna,
you.
Donna, did you send it to all of us?
No. Stated positions and was approved.
All right.
Okay. Where's my email?
All right, where are we? Are we close?
Waiting for it to come up. Okay.
And while we're we have that pause, is Michael Lauer anywhere around to? Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're just almost done.
Almost done. Okay. So if we can conclude this motion, it would be good.
Oh, Vicki Bell, sorry.
Well, I think some of it's missing. Be it resolved that the Personnel Committee provide recommendations for PMB review and approval of job descriptions and
not approved
in prior terms for posting of said positions.
Okay.
There's no difference.
I don't see any difference. Okay. We have the amendment. Is there, we have a stack to discuss the amendment. Anyone wish to discuss it further? Sherry?
I think
well, wait till the main motion.
Okay.
Leslie's
next.
And I want it noted that I'm reserving my comments for the main motion.
As has
okay,
I.
Remind me if I forget.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Okay.
I want to speak in strong favor of bringing this back to the PNB. I think this process needs to be scrutinized in open session and not be a fait accompli when it comes back, when we bring candidates forward from the Personnel Committee. I think the process needs to be widely observable by anybody who wants to listen to the web stream and on the record.
Okay. Jamie?
Yes, thank you. I'm a little, you've probably heard this before, but I'm a little confused by the amendment. It seems to me that I don't understand how it changes the original motion, because the original motion says that the PNB review and approve job description requirements. So the PNB is going to be involved in that point, and then the Personnel Committee is then directed to post the positions.
No,
review.
I'm taking the Personnel Committee out of posting.
So the PNB is going to post
the PNB?
The Personnel Committee will make recommendations regarding all of these actions.
Madam Chair?
Then a point of information. Does the Personnel Committee... So the PNB posts the positions and reviews the candidates, reviews the application, and does
all
the interviews?
All 22 together. We're going to do that.
Yeah, I don't understand. Because I guess my understanding is that the Personnel Committee, as a committee of this board, is always under the direction of this board. They can't run away with a process.
I believe that it's possible for a process to be run away with.
Okay. George is next on the stack.
Madam Chair,
the clear intention here, as I understand it from Susan, is that the procedures for posting review and for posting and review and interview be actually approved by the PNB after the personnel having the personnel committee come back to them and do that.
It seems
to me that the amendment is okay in the sense that surely what the PNB would do after they came back is they would say, okay, personnel committee, now go post this thing. So I don't see any real problem with it. I don't see any real necessity for it either. So because we're basically assigning responsibility to the personnel committee. We're going to work with them. I don't think there's any problem with it. So I don't care which way you vote on this, but I'd like to get it voted on soon.
Okay. Rico.
I do believe that there's a lot of work to be done, and the real work happens in committee. But this is a very important issue here, and we have to have some oversight over it. So I strongly support Susan's amendment.
Okay. Sandra.
Well, if I could, I'd like to speak to Susan's amendment because I think I've come up with the clearer language that will make sense to everybody. And if I'm allowed, I would like to read that.
Sure.
Okay. This is the amended motion that whereas the Pacifica Foundation is required to have an executive director and chief financial officer, and whereas the Pacifica Foundation would benefit from the services of a human resources director, be it resolved that the personnel committee be directed to review job descriptions / requirements not approved in the prior term for the above stated positions and present final approved job descriptions to PMB for review and posting of said positions for vetting, review, and interview process to bring forth a qualified selection for PMB review, interview, and hiring of these positions within the next 90 days. Be it further resolved that all employments are subject to verification of references and background checks and that salaries will be negotiated as to qualifications and experience.
I second that substitute motion.
Oh, good, good. Whoa, very good. All right. Jim is next. Now we're on a substitute motion, which is, that's fine. Jim, did you want to speak?
Wait. Do we have a language of that?
Okay. All right. So do we have any further discussion about this main motion?
Yes.
Okay. Bonnie?
And Sherry, you also wanted to speak, right? If I'm following along here. All right. So now we have the PNB posting. Is that correct?
The personnel committee comes back with recommendations. The PNB can act on those recommendations,
okay,
which may be to tell the personnel committee to do the posting, or maybe to tell the executive director to do the posting.
What executive director?
If there is one at that time.
All right. First of all, it seems to me that the human resources director really should be hired after there's an ED, because you want to build a team of people working together in the national office, and that just, it's fairly standard to me.
Pardon?
Bonnie, this really is out of order.
I'm speaking to the motion, actually, I think. And you had prior mentioned some possibility of maybe KPFA could help. It does come to me that KPFA has an HR consultant that we have used from time to time who has been quite successful at projects, and that we might consider finding out from KPFA if we could be given some assistance that way. I'm just envisioning this. There's a possibility here with this motion that the personnel committee will be at the same time, if this motion passes, at the same time, after posting, which is quite an involved procedure, they will be vetting, reviewing, and setting up interview processes to bring forth a selection of people for PNB review for the CFO, the executive director, and the human resources manager at the same time. Mm-hmm. The personnel committee is six people? And this will be done on conference calls and email. I haven't really formed this, but it sounds to me like where we need to go. Not only do we need to perhaps consider the financial impact of everything that we're taking on here. I want to make sure that we have come up with some sort of system that actually has accountability in it for making sure that the way that this is posted and that the way that these job searches are done follow all HR requirements that we need to do, or we're going to get ourselves in a world of trouble with this. Maybe it's a hiring committee, and if we were to form a hiring committee for these individual jobs, I would recommend that they also have input from the national office. The general managers should somehow be represented in this. I just think we're going about this in a sort of dangerous fashion.
Thank you. Thank you. Sherry is next on the stack. Can we please?
George Stack.
Part you pass. Okay. Sean's next.
I call the question.
All right.
Second.
Okay. All in favor of ending debate, please raise your hands.
Let it go.
Okay. Anyone opposed? All right. Debate is ended. We're going to vote on the main motion. Can you please read it, Sandra?
Okay.
Wait a second. Are we on the amendment? No, we're on the main motion as amended.
Job postings in hiring a Pacifica Foundation management and professional team. Whereas a Pacifica Foundation is required to have an executive director and chief financial officer, and whereas a Pacifica Foundation would benefit from the services of a human resources director, be it resolved that personnel committee be directed to review job description slash requirements not approved in the prior term for the above stated positions and present final proposed slash recommended job descriptions to PNB for review and posting of said positions for vetting, review, and interview process to bring forth a qualified selection of PNB for PNB review, interview, and hiring of these positions within the next 90 days. Be it resolved that all employments are subject to verifications of references and background checks and that salaries will be negotiated as to qualifications and experience.
Thank you, Sandra. All in favor of this motion, please raise your hands.
No, I can't do it. It's a train wreck.
Okay. All opposed? Okay. Very good. The motion passes. Congratulations. Now, to the election committee elections.
All right. I have two ballots for each of you. For the WPF.
It says version 6.0.
This election. This circle that refers to candidates. On the WDAI, which are four committees.
Just repeat it.
There's two separate ballots for the WPFW Personnel Committee. Just circle your preferred candidate. For WBAI, which has four committees, we put little hash marks after each candidate's name, just place an X on the preferred candidate for each of the four committees.
Thank you, Mike.
Grace, while he's passing that out, can I ask a question?
I can't hear you, Nia.
Is it? While he's passing that out, may I ask a question? Is this on? I don't know if this is
sure,
on.
Sure, but, well.
Is, Susan had some other things. Are you going to go down? I know we have no counsel. I think we need to address that situation. And there was a motion to rescind.
That's a vital situation.
Yeah, there was a motion to rescind the resignation of Dan Siegel. I think we should take that next.
That's a two-thirds vote. And I think it got nothing.
Oh, okay. All right.
We haven't voted on his.
To rescind his resignation.
I don't see it.
That's right.
Oh, over there. Okay.
I don't think you can. It's his resignation, not ours.
Mike prefers
no, the motion was they wanted was to not accept
it,
I think, something
over there
like
in
that.
The audience. Can you please get him to sit down for a minute?
Who's Mike?
Me.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Tell.
Or say, he can sit over there or whatever.
Yeah. He just got to be at the table when he votes.
I think it's perfect.
Each of us here will give me one to the
Madam Chair, can we continue with the business? Madam Chair? Madam Chair, can we just go on with the business anyway while we count votes?
Well,
or whatever?
We have a mini agenda that we approved already. And the next item on that mini agenda is someplace on my desk. If you'll give me a moment, I will find it. Also, I'd like to say that it's 25 minutes after 1. In order, we must start public comment at, I would say, 1:35 at the latest. So, because we're going to be adjourning this meeting, because people have to get their flights. So, and we have to...
Yeah, he's going to bring it to... No, he's going to get it. He'll get it. Michael, he's here. He's here.
Okay.
I have to leave. I have a court meeting to go to. It is a shame that you have postponed public comments to so late. It's shameful. There's a lot of work to be done, and I hope that each and every one of you
you're out of order.
Take responsibility. So I'm glad that you came. I'm glad I met all of
okay.
you. Thank you. I know it's a lot of work. If we don't work together, we will all sing together.
Fine.
Okay, I can't do this now. Vice Chair can do it. I'm being the chair. Okay. Let me find my agenda.
Now, which one is which?
Yeah, because
he
knows.
Okay. If we consider that Sandra's motions are out of time.
There's too much paper in this process.
That's for the Finance Committee, though.
And I would rather
can check it out.
I had listed what the agenda was. No, because we're on time for that. Really. We gave her 15 minutes. What is the KPFK?
I'm just kind of going, oh.
What was your motion?
Donna. Donna, did you get the one that I emailed you, version 6.0? The one that says version 6.0, that's the one that passed.
Yeah.
Okay, we're out of time. Maybe over there. We're out of time for the rest of Sandra's motions. They'll have to be tabled. The next thing on the agenda was Leslie's KPFK LSB motion, conditions regarding any loan.
Did you hear that?
That comes from the KPFK LSB. Is there anyone who wants to second this?
I second and reserve my right to speak.
Okay. Then we'll have some discussion on that. This is the, okay. Sean, can you please read the motion or Leslie?
Okay.
All right. KPFK. Chair, a point of order. Can we have one meeting?
Okay, Leslie will read it then. That's her motion. She can read it.
Grab a microphone.
There you go.
All right.
If there is no alternative to paying the current debt, any new loan must be negotiated under the following conditions. One, the PNB shall obtain from the National Office and shall publish and provide each LSB with a detailed line item statement specifying the current debt and that any new loan be used solely to pay that debt. Two, the PNB shall direct all units to make cost reductions in order to make Pacifica's financial situation sustainable, including staff reductions. And three, the National Office shall publish an accountable repayment plan.
Was there a second to this?
I seconded.
Oh, yes, right. That's right. And Lizette, you're the first one on the stack.
Chair, I think this is a very important... This is a very important matter, if not the most, the only important matter here. We listened to the audit yesterday, and it's very clear that we have not got the capacity to deal with any further financial liability. We need to put things in place. We need to be clear about what our liabilities are. And in fact, how much do we need? We don't want to do 150 bailout, whatever, and then it turns out that we need more. This is equivalent on Pacifica level. I also want to inform you that a motion at the WPFW listeners was that we do not, that we instructed our members to not support a loan because we did not see and we were not satisfied that any action was taken to decide how we were going to repay that loan. And sadly, I understand two of those PNB members voted against the wishes of the local board. So I truly welcome this opportunity to make the voice of the WPFW listeners known. Thank you.
Okay, Jamie, what's next?
Yes, I do support the spirit of this motion as I understand it for the most part. However, well, I support most of it, I would say. However, I'm not sure that all the language is perfect. For example, it says the PNB shall direct all units to make cost reductions. Perhaps one unit cannot make cost reductions. Perhaps there are specific units that have to make cost reductions. And also the statement one, and that any new loan be used solely to pay that debt. It may be the case in the future we have a good opportunity that can help us, make money that would be used for something else to be paying debt. I personally am not categorically opposed to a loan to do something else to pay debt, though I was a strong opponent of the loan that was brought up. I want you all to know that. Grace was the prime mover in exposing the reality of that, but I did help her. So I would like to move to refer this to the Finance Committee where the kinks can be worked out, and we can develop a policy. Thanks. Around borrowing money.
Very good. It's been a motion to refer to the Finance Committee, and it's been seconded. And
I did.
George did. And I strongly suggest that we go along with that because there's only 2 minutes left before we have to go to public comment and then adjourn. And I think that we really need to honor our listeners and allow them to speak, and we can't stay here much longer. Okay, so anyway, is there any objection to referring this to the Finance Committee?
Can I speak then?
Go ahead.
I actually support the sense of this. I tried very hard to get the kind of information that was needed to make an assessment about whether or not we really needed a loan. We finally did get it, actually, and my assessment was we didn't. But it's more than just current debt. You can provide people with what current debt is, but if you don't know what's coming in next month, if you don't know how much money you got in the bank, you can't make an assessment of, well, how are you going to be at the end of the year, and do you actually have to make a loan? So I think it has to be referred to the Finance Committee, and I support doing that. Just because we don't have time to make those amendments here, so I think I think it'll surely come back out of Finance.
Okay, next is AC.
I just want to correct the record here about Ambrose Lane and myself, the way we voted. We voted in favor of the loan. Now, this loan, at the time that Lucette is mentioning, came, the emphasis on the loan and the representation on the loan came from two people who were both against the loan. And when we had a chance to meet with the LSB, they changed their mind and voted the way that we wanted them to vote. They voted and elected people, and they did not elect the two people, and I'm not saying why that was involved in this. I think that there's a great deal of distortion and that kind of stuff going on, and I think it needs to be understood very clearly that we voted to preserve the network. We did not vote just because there was a vote to be had. I just want to correct the record on that point.
Thank you, AC. I know. I understand that there are other people who wish to speak, but I'm sorry, we're out of time.
But
we must go to
information, Chair. It's a point of information. I want for the record when that meeting happened, because I am an active LSB member and I do not know when that meeting happened. Can we get for the record date and time that meeting was held?
Okay. Lucette, we will get that for you.
Thank you.
We need to go to a vote on the referral to the Finance Committee. All in favor of referring this to the Finance Committee, please raise your hands. Okay, all opposed. Okay, any abstentions? Two abstentions, as far as I can see. Okay, very good. Okay, I'm sorry, Sherna, we simply don't have time. It was already read over the
just the count.
Oh, okay, the vote was, Donna, what was the vote, 14? Okay.
14
in favor, 2 against, 2 abstentions. All right, Michael, how long before we're ready with the results? 7 minutes. Okay, we'll have 7 minutes of public comment, and then we'll break for the results of the committee elections. Then we'll go back to public comment. Israel, did you had a list? Okay. Nalini? Oh,
John.
Okay, I don't... I think, yes.
Madam Chair.
Okay. Israel, can you control it? Yeah, good.
Sorry, I lose my mind.
Oh, shit.
Madam Chair.
Okay, yes.
Jim Brown here. I just wanted to say that I have to leave because I have to catch a flight, and I'm leaving now to do that. And I just want to express my concern and my interest for our future meetings and so forth, and that we do begin to do the work that's necessary to be done, because it's vital that we do that, and that we do think about ourselves as a unit and not as two separate units, because we have to work that way, and if we can't work that way, then we're in trouble.
Thank you, Jim. Have a good trip home. Okay, Nalini?
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Hi, I introduced myself yesterday. My name is Nalini. I'm a KPFK listener for many years. I'm really glad. Sure.
Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you. How many people are on the list?
About 16.
Okay, then we'll have to limit everybody to 1 minute.
So I am glad I got to witness that last exchange. Can I have the attention of the board, because I really do want to address the board?
Nia and Sherry, please come to order.
If that can
respect the listeners, please.
No, I just wanted to say that I'm glad I got to see that last exchange because it reminds me of one of the most basic flaws of the new bylaws, which is a one-year term on directors of a corporation. It's completely dysfunctional. I watched what just happened with this reference to the personnel committee. In my opinion, being a listener and a student of Pacifica, the fact that the last PNB refused or delayed getting an executive director to run the day-to-day operations is probably your most serious fiduciary breach. And I just watched something that was just like delaying it once again. This organization cannot run without an executive director. This organization is in tremendous need of a CEO. A lot of things that you guys are doing here, like how do we post a job description, these are things that should be part and parcel of your policies. Policies that are clarified in committees, brought to the boards, all written out, all clear. The staff should be there to help you. And this micromanagement is your downfall. I just want to reiterate what I said yesterday. We should have, thank you so much. And I want to acknowledge Sean, also a friend since the 70s. He's a great addition. Thank you so much.
Okay. Next listener.
Me again. Basically making the same point. First, I want to thank Rico for his appeal to assure that there is not a tyranny of the majority and that the minority on this board is respected. I'm talking about the factions, not people's ethnic backgrounds. I want to emphasize again the issue of process. I'm very concerned. I know you have to do a lot of business on conference calls, but there is no opportunity for the people who own the network to give you meaningful feedback before you take votes. I really appeal to you, the coordinating committee, the governance committee, whoever, that some process be worked out. By the same token, I am pleased that you respected the KPFK model of taking comments before you vote. So I think that needs to be incorporated. And I'm sorry that Luzette dropped the notion of public comments.
You're at time, Shira.
Okay. But I appeal to you to consider how to structure your meetings, okay, both these and the teleconference meetings.
Sharon, you're at time.
Let me finish my sentence, please.
You finished about three.
Yeah.
I did not finish three. To appeal to you to consider these as you start to hopefully rebuild some kind of working relationship that's viable. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharna.
I'll take these short seconds that I have to wish you a safe trip back home. Thank you for being here in Los Angeles. And to ask you to remind you that there is more than white nationalism in the United States of America. The black, yellow, red, brown nationalism has a place in the world, in Pacifica. And please keep it going. And if you're looking for an audience, the fastest growing ethnic groups in the United States are the Asians and the Latinos. I don't see anybody represented here. It should be, and you'll drive some hours every day. If you do want to grow, if you want to be what you say you think you are. Thank you.
Hello. I want to say something related to that friendly loans. This is community radio. We want to, you Spanish speaking people want you to inform every member how is the loans, daily basis or monthly basis or annual basis. We want to know because we oppose that loan. Before they make that loan, we want to know all the details. And another thing, we have the problem on the Spanish translation here. We need translation of the language. Not only that, I agree with the last person who was talking about the problem of the program, or the problem of the station. So we want to know how is the loans, send the information to the members about, we oppose the loans before we know the details. Because we don't want just the loans and bankrupt the station, and they say, well, nothing happened. Thank you.
Thank you. And Michael?
increase.
Okay, before the next public comment, we have the results of the community elections. Yes.
WPFW on the Personnel Committee, Luzette King. WBAI on the Coordinating Committee, Jamie. Governance Committee, Nia. Election Review Committee, Carolyn. Personnel Committee, Kathy.
Okay. Can you read them off again?
Sure.
Just so we
WPFW, Personnel Committee, Luzette. WBAI, Coordinating Committee, Jamie. Governance Committee, Nia. Election Review Committee, Carolyn. Personnel Committee, Kathy. And all the rest were on a part.
Okay, thank you very much, Michael. Now, okay, that's Ken. Okay, so
Grace,
what I want to say is this. Hold on a second. We need to go back to public comment for about 15 minutes, and we need to get together as committees, choose conveners, and we need to notice meetings this week so that our committees can meet, because we're in a crisis state with this foundation. We must have a finance committee meeting. We must have a personnel committee meeting at the very least. And so we must choose conveners of these committees and then populate them greater when the LSBs finish their elections for committee members. But we cannot wait a month to populate these committees and to notice meetings and to hold meetings. The next thing, we need to set a date for our next teleconference of this board. We have urgent matters to deal with. This is a matter of urgency. I would say that we take 10 minutes out right now to list conveners who will take the responsibility of immediately or tomorrow noticing committee meetings and being responsible for sending out the notice to the appropriate board members. And also, we need to get a date and time for our next PMB teleconference. Yes. Go ahead.
Alternates, we were going to deal with the alternates as soon as the election.
Oh, the
was
alternates.
Done, that was
oh, my goodness.
But if they wanted to join, that was.
I don't, people have to leave soon on
Madam
planes.
Chair, could I make a suggestion?
Yes, go ahead.
But I need a little clarification first. I was unsure. Is Donna, are you going to be taking the information from the elections and then sending out to the board who was actually elected to each committee?
I don't have it.
You don't have it. If Fia, were you going to do that as secretary pro tem?
Yeah,
I was going to suggest that we each get the list of who has populated each of these committees, and I believe in the past we have just assigned conveners. The chair has assigned conveners by email.
I'll take the steps to do that and get it to Grace so that we can send them both out at the same time.
Okay.
I think that might just help solve
this. Yeah, I agree.
Very good.
I agree.
I have a question.
Could I have an answer to my question?
Michael.
But we still do have the alternates as something
Michael,
that we said we would
do
deal
you
with.
Do we have the list of the other committee assignments?
No, remember
they're all in the box? Okay,
right
good. Oh, very good. Thank you. So everything's here.
Madam Chair?
The alternates.
Should I have a copy that I can incorporate into the list?
Yes. We can make a copy on the copy machine.
Yes. Okay, so we can do most of that. Now, I think that the wisest thing to do is to choose alternates at the next meeting. I don't know what to say. You want to do it right now?
No.
Okay.
I thought the plan was to consider in the five contested elections those people being the alternates for those committees.
That failed, Bonnie. Susan had a motion to
I thought we put it aside to decide after the election.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We did, but we changed our minds because somebody pointed out that it would not be fair to have the second person run up in election because we did not decide on it before we chose our committees.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Yes, we did.
In any case, Bonnie, we simply don't have time for this right now. That's the situation. When are we all available for the next PNB teleconference?
Within a week, I would hope. Huh? Within a week, I would hope.
Okay. So it'll be up in a few days? Okay. Okay. All right. So wait, please, you're interrupting the meeting. So can we have a motion from somebody or a suggestion as to when the next PNB teleconference is?
I move we meet next Sunday.
Next Sunday, good.
Second.
8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. 8 o'clock Eastern
Time. Sunday,
time.
Let's make it 8.
Sunday at 8. For an open session with the possibility of an executive session. Can that be noticed?
It's 7 days from today.
It has to be noticed tonight.
You have to notice the specific items you'll be taking up, or it's an illegal meeting, telephonic meetings, or special meetings under the bylaws.
May I speak to that?
Yes.
That is, in fact, correct. However, that hasn't been the practice that we've had for the last year. We've had urgency, and so we've been creating agendas at the time. That's the way it's been.
That's how we got here. And we
have a lot of business to put on there. If you're concerned about it, put it all on, and we're going to have to play that by ear.
Right.
There was, in fact, a bylaws amendment that would have allowed us to do this without violating the bylaws, and it failed. However, I think that's what we have to do.
Okay. So we will do our best to send out a notice with as many agenda items as possible tonight. Okay? And is there anyone, John, is it possible to send the notice out through you later on tonight? Or how do we get this noticed? It needs to be noticed here.
It's noticed in a meeting.
That's right.
There you go.
Okay. Very good.
It's been noticed.
All right.
Somebody needs to put it on the KPFTX calendar.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. Who can put it on the KPFTX calendar?
John.
All right.
Never mind.
I'll show you how to do it.
Okay. Good. All right. Susan?
Yeah, I have.
You want to do it right now?
I have recommendations for agenda items. We had a number that were already on the list to discuss, and then committee reports, and also alternate committee members.
Okay, I actually have a list, and we can do that a little bit. I'll put the list out that we have and try to
point
get things
order.
Done. Okay,
point we're supposed
order.
To go back to public comment.
Yes, we must go back to public comment.
For
okay. After public comment,
8 minutes.
We have 8 minutes of public comment. Let's go back to public comment now.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Bob Lederer again. I just want to return to the issue of the composition of this board. In 2002, the interim PNB adopted a race and nationality policy that, among many other important provisions, provides that every governing body in this network needs to be as close as possible, as closely representative of the Signal area and of the United States as a whole as possible. Clearly, this board is completely in breach of that as composed now. And then in addition to that, you have the external factor of the CPB funding that you stand to lose at least $200,000. And I believe when I was on the board in 2006, the same dilemma happened. By June 1st or June 30th, the money will be revoked from or will not be given for next fiscal year to this body unless you rectify what, by my reading of people around this table, is at least two people who are European-American will have to resign in order to make way for people of color to be majority people of color board.
I cede my time to the voiceless. I have a voice.
Thanks. A couple of things. I just want to express my concern about the midnight hire of a provisional CFO who actually argued against having two signatures on all accounts, something she would know was part of the policy and procedures manual if, when she was NFC chair, she actually worked on the policy and procedures manual as was required. I think that work eventually was done all by the audit committee. In her role as NFC chair, she was remarkably unprepared at a number of meetings, unfocused. She was not great on the elections committee either, and I'm wondering if that's really the best use of our money. I'd like to know what she's being paid. I'd like to know how come she was apparently the only person here. She just showed up and has a job that probably pays upwards of $70,000. I have serious concerns about that. George Ryder approached me and said that I was correct about the whole audit report executive session fiasco, but you know, I think apologies are best when done as publicly as the initial rebuke. As a point of personal privilege, Luzette King walked over to me after my public comment and threatened me. It's remarkable that she can give it, but she can't take it. She told me to back off with her finger. Excuse me, with her finger in my face. I do consider that a threat, and I would appreciate it if members of this board would try to indulge for a moment in some self-reflection. Thank you.
Steve Zeltzer. I'm KPFA. I'm unhappy that all members of the board from KPFA, not one mention has been made of the beating of an unpaid programmer, Nadra Foster.
Thank you. That's not the truth.
You know, I think it's a disgrace and it's despicable that this foundation calls in the police to a station to beat up an unpaid programmer and accuses her of trespassing. She's beaten up. She has physical harm done to her, and she has lawyer costs, and nobody talks about it here. I suggest to the board that you rectify this situation and that you compensate her and make sure that the charges are dropped. They refuse to allow at KPFA, the management, which these three support, a appeal cart asking people to contribute to a fund drive for her to pay her costs. So that's the kind of sabotage that we have defending the unpaid programmers at KPFA in the kind of situation that we have there. It's unacceptable. Thank you.
You made that call to the police, by the way. Okay.
Time.
Business manager.
Time.
Okay.
Who knows? There's no report to the support office.
How much time?
One minute.
Okay, four quick points. First thing on process. I agree with Sharon that we need to have a mechanism for listener comment on online teleconferences of the PNB meeting. You can use the internet to do that very easily. I can tell you how. But it's easy to do. You can just have people type them in. And some other comments about accountability and transparency. You guys need to publish your missing minutes to the internet. That needs to be done. You got to take responsibility for your predecessors. Get them out there on the web. Hire someone to transcribe them, the tape if you have to. Publish your reports too. The auditor gave a report. It was handed out as a draft report in paper, not electronic, not going to be on the web. Put it out there. It needs to be seen. You know, put it out as a draft report on the internet. How much time?
10 seconds.
Establish a PNB secretary and alt secretary to take the minutes for all PNB teleconferences and publish the draft minutes within a week. And the final minutes, approval modification should be the first item of business at the next meeting. Let's be transparent, please.
I think I don't have to introduce myself. As Bob said, looking at the composition of the board member, I want to deal with their politics. When Brzezinski was in Afghanistan raising Allah Akbar flags, who was behind it? Taliban, the fundamentalists, Mujahideen, a lot of people here that they have program at KPFK behind Brzezinski to go after Soviet Union. What was other program when they were invading Yugoslavia? Who was, you know, supporting U.S. invasion? They had program on KPFK every day supporting U.S. invasion. And I'm sure these people, if Obama is going to go to Pakistan, they are going to support the U.S. expansion and domination all over the world. This is the formation of this so-called...
Time.
Thank you.
Finish your sentence.
This is the PNB being represented, being bought by the, you know, paid people to buy the election in different cities. This is the combination of that.
Chair, I was accused of...
I'm going to go really fast. It looks like you are taking a lot of actions where you're kind of shooting in the dark on information, and you really need more people with operational knowledge of the foundation at the table. That means staff, getting someone from the national office on your meeting. On the ED hire, I would strongly recommend you have the general managers select one from among their ranks to be a non-voting member of the hiring committee to advise you and provide you input. You need to look for cheaper solutions than filling three management situations at once. At KPFA, we have kept an HR consultant on retainer. It's cost less than a union-level employee, but we have someone with a law degree in our pocket who can manage postings in accordance with EEO, who can do background checks and reference checks on hires, and is able to handle disputes as they arise. And for all I know, we might be able to share his time with you if you're looking to economize. And I think you need to bring some of that operational knowledge to the table when you're looking at filling these positions, because you just brought on someone for $80,000 a year, and what you might need is a temp accountant.
Okay, yeah.
It's on your 990. It's public record.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Well, one more. If 1 minute more. You're getting a lot of good advice and some important questions you need to follow up. You had a session yesterday on board training. Sad to say, after the training was over, which was well received, I thought, by the body, it's as if it never happened. So you need to assimilate some of the lessons that you yourself have learned or have heard in order to be more functional. Easy to say this, hard to do, but if it's in your consciousness and your concern, it can be done. So I have every confidence that your new officers and the board can do this if you have a will and you find the resources within yourselves and outside to do it. But if you just say thank you very much and go on as before, we're going to be even more dysfunctional and be more disastrous. So take to heart what the auditor said, take to heart what the trainer said on board training, and take to heart what some of the listeners are saying. Please follow up.
Move to adjourn, Madam Chair.
I would like to... Okay.
Move to your chair.
No, I'm sorry.
No, you can't prevent me from having a comment. Okay, so I just wanted to point out that that what's happened at this network.
Okay, let's give them a minute. The time limit is a minute. Everyone else had 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, starting when?
Now.
Okay. There is no reason why there shouldn't be an emergency national fund drive at Pacifica. Look what Pacifica Archives was able to do. That's because all of the fund drives were linked at all five stations.
That's right.
All of the listeners were informed about the reason and the necessity for the fund drive, for the archives. But for some reason, you guys don't want to do that to save the network. Now, there's a reason for that. That's because your interest is to transform this network, which is supposed to be listener-funded, into probably 50% foundation and corporate funded. Your document from September 21st, 2008 states emphatically that you want to get government funding. This is a quote. I have the document. Any listeners who want to know, get a hold of me, johnjmarkowitz@yahoo.com.
Time.
And that's what's really going on here. That's what Grace is trying to do to this corporation. And you all are making a huge mistake, because that's not how to protect this network.
Move to adjourn, Madam Chair.
I would like to thank the listeners for being here, particularly the KPFK listeners, for taking care of us. And I say one last time, Rafael Renteria, presente.
Presente.
Okay. Are there any objections to adjourning the meeting? Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. We got to get people to the airport. An hour before.
Oh, I keep my sign?
I guess. Sorry.